there is an agenda between one particular healthcare regulator and the supply of healthcare professionals into this country. And that healthcare professional regulator is working with corporate bodies to produce an influx of healthcare professionals that they don't have to pay as much as UK graduates. And one example is when that healthcare regulator gives something called the Overseas Registration Exam, the ORE, one case where there was a serious clinical error. And rather than erase that healthcare professional, the healthcare regulator chose to draw a veil over the incident and give that errant registrant further advice and training. If that healthcare regulator had erased the professional, it would call into question the whole standards of their exams. And if their exams had had attention drawn to them, it's not so much a question of raising the pass mark from 63 to 70% or thereabouts. It's a question of the whole culture and climate of how that healthcare regulator works and how that healthcare regulator has become subjected to the former primary care trusts, corporate bodies, as they supply healthcare professionals to fill the health needs in this country. And your next topic, I believe, is bullying. Mm-hmm. But that is a classic example of corporate bullying against British graduates who are this healthcare professional regulator is bound to pay them a certain amount of money. And if they get foreign graduates in where the economic situation in the countries are so straightened that they're offering them such derisorily low rates of pay. And morbidity and mortality has resulted from this practice. And I think at some point in the future, these practices will become more public and more pertinent. The last point is that with that healthcare regulator, they've instituted their own exams and they've taken away from the United Kingdom universities and royal colleges the ability for registrants to register and use those qualifications as post-nominals, but they've instituted their own qualifications in place of those. It's corporate bullying, it's supply of essentially cheap professional labour from abroad into this country to serve the needs of corporate bodies, where the bottom line isn't patient care, the bottom line is profit, profit for the shareholders. And if I can tell you that some of those corporate bodies are not based in the UK, they're based in the United States and in South Africa, and the shareholders are benefiting from this practice, whereas the patients are suffering. These are very, very serious issues, and I really appreciate the ability to raise these points with you today.
Sam, I thank you very much indeed for that impassioned declaration there. So if I can just wrap that up, you are stating absolutely emphatically there is a conspiracy to allow cheaper and less well-trained doctors to practice in Britain for the benefit of shareholders.
I wouldn't say... To say there's a conspiracy, it probably invokes the spectre of
It
is happening. There was a doctor who came in from, I think a Nigerian-trained doctor who came in from Germany. A patient died as a result of an inappropriate prescription. There was another case where a dentist who was trained in India came in, extracted the wrong tooth. He had an overseas registration exam. And rather than call into question the capabilities of that doctor or the integrity of the exams that these doctors and dentists have sat, the healthcare regulators choose to give them more training. And this absolutely flies in the face of the Don Berrick report, the Sir Bruce Keogh report, and the Robert Francis report into healthcare. It's not just doctors, it's dentists, it's nurses, it's healthcare professionals right across the board. And if there are companies which have they're based on private investment and not public investment, or a mix of private and public investment, the bottom line is the shareholders. If they can get cheap professional labour in, why would you choose to use a UK graduate whose language skills are perfect? And the point is really important. When you're dealing with a patient, 70% of the diagnosis can come without having to do any investigations, just listening to the song beneath the words that the patient is telling you. And if you have a foreign graduate, they don't understand the song beneath the words of what the British patients are telling them.